Imagine if you could choose a favorite artist or writer and order him to redo his best work, and you set the rules. Ernest Hemingway must write only long sentences. Well, this is the scheme of a new film by Danish avant-garde filmmaker Jorgen Lett. It's called The Five Obstructions. It was concocted by another Danish filmmaker, Lars von Trier. Von Trier had always admired a 1967 short film by Lett called The Perfect Human. It featured a handsome, well-dressed couple in an empty white room with long shots of smooth skin and existential questions.
Here is the woman. Here she is. What does she want?
Lars von Trier challenged Lett to remake this film five times with five different obstructions. They were rules of a game. For example, in one case, Lett had to shoot the film in the most miserable place on Earth. In another, he had to make a cartoon. The word obstruction may sound vaguely medical to some American ears, but to soccer-loving peoples, it's a familiar sports term, and Lett says that's how they're using it here.
In Danish, it's benspænd. That means simply that you are taking the leg of an attacker.
So he's tackling him. He's tackling him.
Tackling. That's a tackle.
It's a penalty. It's a penalty if you do this.
It's a tackle which is unallowed. If it's seen by the referee, it's punished.
So the notion that this is a game, that this is a sport here, is implicit in the title, at least to Europeans when they hear the title.
Yes,
and,
right.
And also of playing dirty at the game, too.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And Lett says dirty play was to be expected from Lars von Trier, who made Breaking the Waves and the recent film Dogville, and who carries both a reputation and a grudge against Lett.
I'm not naive. I know Lars's reputation for being mean, devious, even diabolic, you could say. I knew that. So I knew when I entered this that I was going to have to confront challenges and turns that I could not in any way know beforehand. Basically, I like experiments and I like challenge. I think challenge is very important in art.
The obstruction, we call each of these remakes of The Perfect Human an obstruction. The one that I found most surprising was the first one, where you were instructed that every shot should be very, very, very short. I expected something that would look very jerky and look like a rock video. Not at all.
Yeah, of course, he hit me with that one because my tendency in filmmaking is to, I like long shots, long scenes. I stay with one shot for a long time, mostly. And he knows that, of course, so immediately he asked me to deconstruct my own style, so to speak. So I had to find a way to keep on having a kind of sense of story in the film, even with all these very short cuts, you know.
But very short cuts can still leave one with a very fluid-looking film in the end.
Well, thank you, yes, that's what I thought, that I got a fluid film out of it. And, of course, it was interesting because I did something that I absolutely would never have done without this demand.
Another obstruction, which produces a very interesting result, is when von Trier tells you, you have to do it as a cartoon. You have to remake The Perfect Human, this time with animation.
Yeah, it came to me, I can't, at that moment, this was the fourth obstruction. I wouldn't be surprised of anything. And I immediately exclaimed, I said, I hate cartoons. And he immediately says, well, he hates cartoon too. So, I just at that time said, yes, of course, I have to do a cartoon, the thing I hated most in film, and felt that it was, of course, extremely difficult to enter in a genre that I dislike.
I read one account of this project, which has it that Lars von Trier was... He was getting back at you for something that you had done many, many years ago, that you hadn't granted him an audience way back when. Do I have that right?
Yeah, it's true. That's a story he told me many times. I don't have the exact recollection of that story, but...
I think that's the problem.
Yes, it is. Exactly. That's why he comes back at me. He claims that when he was very young, he was had an extra job in the Danish Film Institute's archive. And at that time, in the mid-70s, I was a program editor. a consultant at the Film Institute, and he says that in all his coffee breaks he went to an editing table and saw The Perfect Human, my film, again and again, many times, back and forth in the editing table. And he wanted to, of course, to ask me questions about filmmaking, because he was an aspiring filmmaker. I didn't know him, and I seem to have not had time to talk to him. I have been very arrogant, probably, in that situation. And he does come back to have his revenge, I think. That's a feeling I had.
The five obstructions is his getting back at you for not having paid attention to him when he was young and you didn't know who he was.
It is. And there's also, of course, I think there's also an element of father murder in the whole concept of this film we did. I mean, he makes me his mentor. I have seemed to, with my films, to have inspired him. He's paying credit to that. In the film itself, he talks about it, that he learned something in filmmaking from my, what he calls, rules of game. And then he seems to want to humiliate me. He wants to put me down. He wants me to make crap, as he says, as he demands.
What did you learn about yourself as a filmmaker in this project?
I learned, I think, the eternal lesson that the more difficult the challenge, the more difficult the obstruction or whatever you are meeting and taking upon yourself, the more interesting the result can be, because it simply inspires you. It inspired me a lot that the difficulties were so extreme that I felt despair in the moment and later had to find a way to make a response that would be artistically satisfying for myself.
If you could sit down one filmmaker with one film and get him or her to remake it a few times to your specifications with your obstructions, who would it be?
That's a difficult one. You're giving me an obstruction now. I can't really say. I have my favorite directors. American would be Scorsese, Coppola, but I wouldn't ask them to redo any films. I wouldn't. It's not obvious for me to remake films always. For me, it's not a strange thought. I do think that filmmakers, like painters, should be able and could return to their motifs again and again, look at them, see if they can find new depths in their own first stories. And that has been proved with this film in a way, I think.
Well, Jörgen Lett, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Jörgen Lett spoke to us from Copenhagen. His most recent film is called The Five Obstructions.